Father, we thank you for tonight. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we worship you for making it possible for us to be here. We call ourselves the sons of God. Why? Because we wash our clothes in the blood of Jesus. And Lord, as we have gathered, see your blood-soaked children gathered here with hearts, honest hearts, to serve and to worship you. And Lord, forgive us of all our sins. Be merciful unto us and visit us by your Spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Now, we started talking about a very important thing that makes you blessed. We started talking about a very important thing that makes you blessed. And we said that one of the most important things that makes you blessed is tithing. It's tithing. Now, if you have not been to somebody's church before, and maybe you are a guest, you are a visitor, you go there for the first 3 weeks, and he talks about tithing, you may go out and say that, well, that's why I don't like going to charismatic church. They're always talking about money. You get it? But if you want to see what a church really talks about, be there for not 1, 2 weeks or two days. Be there for 1 year or even 3 months and see the messages they preach. Whether it's the same tithing that they preach always in the church. Do you get it? Because there are two topics that has been overflogged in the church. And what are these topics? Marriage and money. Marriage and money. And they have thought about it in the church so that now even it becomes a bit some way. That's why people say these people, they go to the church to go and marry. Or these people, they are doing it for the money and all those things. So it is unfortunate. It's unfortunate, but we still have to talk about it for those who believe. Do you get it? And those who believe are always being blessed. Last 2 weeks or so in church, I said, I want to take foreign currency offering. It's as if I was joking. I want to take foreign currency offering. And then people came to give. Then somebody was sitting there. She said, look, my sister lives in a certain country. They also eat dollars, but it's something dollars. So, and my sister is looking for a work permit. She's been looking for it and looking for it. They have asked her to pay a certain amount of money. She has not been able to pay. So when I said that, he said that I am coming to sow a seed for my sister with this currency dollars. And then this country, they are about, I think, 24 hours or so ahead of us. So as she was doing it here, they were Monday there. So when she got home, the sister called and told her, can you believe it? I was just called to come for my work permit and I never paid anything. So I saw my phone ringing at the door. I said, who is calling me at this time? Only for the person to testify that this thing that I have done. Is this so? Don't also take yourself out of this thing because of what people are saying. Because of all this, and then you don't receive. The mere fact that it has been overflocked, it has been overused, it has been over all these things. Don't also, all of you want to have marry and have sex, but sex has been talked about for a long time. You get it? So don't miss out on something very, very important. Hallelujah. That is why I last thought about open heavens. Is that also? You have to walk on that open heavens. Because if your heavens are not opened, you really, really, really suffer. You really, really, really suffer. Do you know that, like the Bible says, if I improve me here now, with if I will not open to you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. You see, and pour you out a blessing. Do you not now see that God can open the windows of heaven? You can say, improve me now here with if I will not open the windows of heaven. Which means that God can open the windows of heaven. Hallelujah. All of you want to walk under open heavens, and also everybody wants to walk under open heavens. And I think that it is very, very important. Tithe will help you to provoke the graciousness of God. It will help you do so many things, but it will also open heavens for you. Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 21 to 24. This one says, bring ye all the tithes to the storehouse of God, and prove me now herewith, if I will not open to you the windows of heaven. Is that also? Prove me now herewith, and see. Now, if you go to Deuteronomy chapter 28, 21, it says that the Lord will plague you with diseases until he has destroyed you from the land you are entering to possess. These are something that God is saying will happen to you if you disobeyed him, not really tithing. The Lord will strike you with wasting disease, with fever and inflammation, with scorching heat and drought, with blight and mildew, which will plague you until you perish. So some of you, the rashes and things on you, and the itching in some part that you don't want to see and all that, it may be that the Lord has pronounced it on you. Hallelujah. But listen to verse 23. He said, the sky over your head will be bronze. The sky over your head will be bronze, and then the ground beneath you will be iron. Now, what does it mean? It means that the heavens over you, if your heaven over you is what? Bronze. What it means is that you cannot break through. And when Jesus was teaching prayer, what did he say? When you pray, say, as it is in heaven, let it be done here on earth. So there is no blessing that can manifest here on earth from God which does not have a heavenly source. You get it? Even Satan has sources. So your source is a heavenly source. Now when the source is heavens, and the Bible said the heavens over you has become like brass, how do you think that those blessings will come to you? How do you think that those blessings will come to you? It is behind the brass. And some of you, your cars, your marriages, your houses, your blessings have been behind the brass for years. For years. It has been sent, but there is no breakthrough in the heavens for you to get it. Look at Leviticus chapter 26, verse 18. Leviticus 26, 18 says, and if you will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you 7 times more for your sins. And how is he going to punish you? He said, and I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron. Are you seeing what I'm seeing? I will make your heaven as iron. Which means that God has the ability to make your heavens opened or closed. That says that if I will not open unto you the windows of heaven, he has the ability. And if the heavens over you is brass, is iron, can you imagine what is going to happen to you? And I pray to God that nobody here will live here walking on the iron or brassy heaven in the name of Jesus. For instance, I said your land will be like iron. I mean, if iron, you didn't say tiles. Can you imagine that I came here and I want to grow corn? I want to grow corn and I have the seed. And I say, I'm coming to put the seed here and grow my corn. And I put it here and I'm watering it. I'm watering it every day. I'm watering it. Do you think that I am going to receive anything for what I'm doing? Because this ground is tiles. It cannot produce. And the realm of the spirit means that you may even see a ground that is fertilized and everything, but God has made it to be iron. God has made, can you imagine if God turns your business to iron? Do you get it?
So for the heavens to open over your head is a wonderful blessing. It's a wonderful blessing. That is why you see that in Daniel's case, he had a wonderful breakthrough. In Daniel's case, he had a wonderful breakthrough because he prayed to God. God heard him, but the heavens were closed. The heavens were closed. For some time, his blessings were all behind the heavens, even though God had released it, but they were still behind the heavens. So you can easily be walking as a Christian. You can easily be walking as a Christian and your heavens are closed. And I pray to God that it will not be so. And we have come to see that one of the surest ways to make the heavens opened is what? When you pay your tithe. Are you with me? One of the surest ways to make your heavens open is when you pay your tithe. Hallelujah. That is why I have been talking about the fact that every Christian must pay his or her tithe, knowing that it is a blessing for you yourself. Knowing that it is a blessing for you yourself to pay your tithe. Hallelujah. And so I started talking about 20 things that happen to you when you pay your tithe. Do you remember? How many of you remember when I spoke to you about that 20 things that happens when you pay your tithe? What are some of the things that happen to you when you pay your tithe? The heavens will open over you. Are you sure you believe that? The heavens will open over you. What are the other things that will happen when you pay your tithe? When the heavens are opened, blessings will come. What else? The devourers will be rebuked or paralyzed. That also. Okay. 10 things that happen to you every time you pay your tithe. 1. Every time you pay your tithe, you honor God. Do you know that? Or you don't know? Okay. 2. Every time you pay your tithe, you remember God. Every time you pay your tithe, you remember God. Wonderful. 3. Every time you pay your tithe, you worship God. You worship God. Every time you pay your tithe, you worship God. And now, behold, I have brought the first fruit of the land, which thou, O Lord, has given me, and thou shalt set it before the Lord thy God and worship before the Lord thy God. So every time you pay your tithe, you worship God. 4. Every time you pay your tithe or you tithe, you show respect to holy things. You show respect to holy things. Leviticus chapter 27, verse 32 and 33. It says, and concerning the tithe of the head or of the flock, even of whatsoever passeth under the rod, the tenth shall be holy unto the Lord. Hallelujah. The tenth shall be what? So if you are paying your tithe, what are you doing? You are respecting that which is holy. Respecting that which is holy unto the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 13. Then thou shalt say before the Lord thy God, I have brought away the hallowed things out of my house, and also giving them unto the Levites, and unto the stranger, to the fatherless, and to the widow, according to all thy commandment which thou hast commanded me. Hallelujah. So you are what? You are respecting holy things. You know that it is a holy thing. So sometimes when you say that holiness, I want to be holy, I want to show you have abstained from sexual immorality. You have tried to be holy in that sense of traditional holiness. You get it? But you don't know that by not giving your tithe to God, you are actually not respecting a holy thing that makes you unholy. Yeah. You are not respecting a holy thing that makes you unholy. So anytime you are giving your blessings as your income, know that there is a part of it that is hallowed. It's holy. It is for God. It's for God. Just as your tax is for a country, and in elsewhere, when they find out that you have evaded tax, you have your business, you have to pay tax, you have some offshore banking somewhere, or you have to build your business there so that you could evade tax. Look, when they see it, they will go after you and go after you until you now you say, hey, why did I do that? Because the state needs that money. So if you like, it's holy to the state. Do you get it? If a state finds out that you have not paid your tax and they can come after you like that, how much more God? When God to say that this is hallowed to me, this is my holy thing. Listen, as for giving a holy thing to God and somebody spoiling it, you know that it's not the first time that it has happened. And yet God didn't stop them from giving it. Can I give an example? Are you sure? Do you want to know? Have you heard of Hophni and Phinehas before? Who are Hophni and Phinehas? The sons of Eli the high priest. And Eli was living in the temple. And then the people were supposed to bring sacrifices. Hophni and Phinehas, they were abusing the sacrifice of God. When they bring it, the part that they are supposed to sacrifice to God, they will take that one. Give some to their girlfriends. Give some to some other people. And they were just doing all manner of things. But did you ever hear that God told the people not to bring it? No. He never told them not to bring it. Because the temple still needed it. And it was in the interest of the people to bring it. But what happened? God himself dealt with Hophni and Phinehas. It's as simple as that. God himself dealt with Hophni. That's why it's not my duty to come and say this church has done that. Ask for that one, apart from your common sense, to see that why I'm putting my money, it is going to something. The rest, some of you are seeing it with your naked eye, that even what I'm giving cannot reach anything. So, and still you believe when people say things like that, yours has gone beyond normal things. You get it? Yours has gone beyond. You have a reprobate mind. God has given you up. Do you get it? So, it is holy. You see, people say that when they go to church, they give the money and the pastors are buying big cars and all the lambs. They were giving their sacrifices and Hophni and Phinehas were doing bad things with it. And God never told them, don't bring it, because they needed their heavens to be opened, and God had made no other way for the heavens to be opened. So they had to bring it. They had to bring it. He had not given any. It's like the church. God has no other way of gathering his people apart from the church. So with all the mistakes of the church, God still has no other way. So he's still using the church. You have to use your common sense and your leadings by the Spirit to see which you should go. Is it the right church or not? You have to use all sort of things. You have to use all sort of things. If you are in a church and somebody has looked for a job, cannot find a job, and tomorrow he tells you that, look, church business is a good business, I'm going to start a church, and you follow the person, tomorrow you are deceived and you're not going to say that all the pastors are after money. It is you who have been deceived. Others know that there is a church. Others know. And God is not going to change the church because of your experience. Because he expected you to listen to the words that had been preached and follow it. Why was the word preached? So that you follow it. Why was the word preached? So that you follow it. But unfortunately, you don't follow it. Look, God knew that Hophni and Phinehas were going to start the church to augment their income. He knew it, but he didn't stop the church. He still said, this is my church. Even one day somebody said that, look, the church you started, some other people have come to build other church, they are spoiling. God said, look, don't spoil anything. Let them all grow together. When they are filled, we shall know the wheat and the tares. That's the meaning of that prophecy. So don't stop it. Let them all grow together. The people who have to know will know. The blades look the same. But when they grow, we shall know the difference. We shall know the difference. So don't stop it. Let them do. But if you try to stop it, you may, as they say, throw the dirty water away with the baby. So just allow it. Do you get it? So it is a holy thing. And don't mess around with holy things. Don't mess around with holy things. It's like when Abimelech saw Abraham's wife. And Abimelech said, Abraham's wife is beautiful. He has seen women. Any woman he likes, he takes because he's a king. Then one day he saw Abraham's wife, and Abraham too was afraid. He said, this is my sister. Then Abimelech went to mess with a holy man's wife. Then God told Abimelech, you are a dead man. The man that you are going to take his wife, he is a prophet. Hey! He said, there are some things you don't mess around with it at all. He said, wait, you don't mess around with a holy man's wife. Hey! I mean, that's Abimelech. Abraham, father, Abraham, wife. And when Abimelech, you are a dead man, Abimelech. Hallelujah. You are a poverty man. Hey. Wow. So, anytime you pay your tithe, you are respecting holy things. And so when you are coming to God, you must sink under the blood. Don't come and say, hey, I haven't committed to it. I'm a holy person. You are eating the holy things that belong to God. Eating the holy things that belong to God. You are not holy. Amen. Every time you tithe, you obey God. Every time you tithe, you obey God. Deuteronomy 26:14. I have not eaten thereof in my mourning, neither have I taken away all thereof for any unclean thing. Do you know what it means? I have not eaten thereof in my mourning. That means that sometimes when you are in need, in my problems, in my times of need, when I needed money badly to go and bury my mother, when I needed money badly to go and settle some debt, I took your holy thing. I took your holy thing. Do you get it? But this man, how many of you can say this like what the man is saying? I have not eaten thereof in my mourning, neither have I taken away all thereof for any unclean use, nor given all thereof for the dead. But I have hearkened to the voice of the Lord thy God, and I have done according to all that thou hast commanded. So when you pay your tithe, you are obeying God. In no matter the problems you find yourself in, you realize that you say, look, my tithe first, the Holy One first. How many of you feel that you need some forgiveness before I continue my preaching? You need some forgiveness before I go over there. Say, dear Lord, as for this preaching, myself is in it. Forgive me for this disobedience. Okay, then let's go back to the holiness. How many of you have been unholy with the holy things? Give me a wave. Say, dear Lord, I have made myself unholy. Forgive me. And now, the obedience. Say, dear Lord, I have been disobedient several times. Forgive me. Hey! Because sometimes you realize that if only I can just pay this, next time I can, it's disobedience. And what is the sin of disobedience? It's as the sin of what? So you are witches. Witches and wizards in the church. Hey! And the Bible says, suffer not a witch to live. It's becoming serious, though. Because disobedience is a sin of witchcraft. And then the Bible says that suffer not a witch to live. And you are praying for long life. Meanwhile, already you are killing yourself softly. So you see why we can't blame God. We can't blame God for so many things. Amen. Number 6. Every time you tithe, you demonstrate faith in God. This is one of my favorite parts of it. One of my, look, I'm a pastor. I preach a lot. Like you, there are many things sometimes I don't really understand. But often, I do it by faith, believing that, look, I may not understand what God is saying, but I will do it by faith because there must be something in it. There must be something in it. By the evidences and by everything, there must be something in it. So I do it. Faith is seeing the invisible. So anytime you are paying your tithe, you are telling yourself that I see invisible forces over me who are fighting my blessings, fighting this, and I see that the only thing that can deal with these invisible forces is God. I don't have that eye to see, but at least now I know that even in Daniel's case, some invisible forces were fighting his blessings. In my case too, it cannot be that at this time, this and this has not happened. There must be some invisible forces. So you come by, you haven't seen them, but when you come and put the tithe, you say, Lord, deal with all these invisible forces, rebuke all these devourers. I know they are the cause. You are not the cause. You are not the cause. God is not the cause. God is not the cause. God is not the cause. Those invisible, so you demonstrate your faith, you believe in the existence of God to bless you, open heavens, and give you a blessing, not money, a blessing. When you have a blessing from God, it's more than receiving money from a friend. But that blessing from God will give you more money that you have never ever thought of. Hallelujah. The Bible says, I mean, do you really have faith in him? He said, improve me now herewith. I mean, the only place somebody like God, somebody, is he your co-equal? Is God your co-equal? There's somebody like God now come to the point of saying, now prove me. You must even be afraid not to do it. You must even be afraid that God says, is that he has spoken to you, now you need to now say, look, prove me and see. And even after God has said, prove me and see, you have seen that you have still not fully obeyed. The Bible says, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. The only place God says you should tempt him is this one. He says, prove me, tempt me, and see. But you see, many of us, because of the lack of faith and the way we do it, today we do it, tomorrow we don't do it. Today we do it, tomorrow we reduce it. You get it? So you cannot be bold and say that I have not eaten, I have not used for mourning, I have not done that, I have not. This person is a human being who was also talking. But you cannot talk like that. So it demonstrates a certain kind of faith. And they believe in the existence of God, that he is in control of you, of something. And he can do some invisible things in his own way that you cannot understand, you cannot see, you don't know how it works, you know, but you just obey and stand and see. You just obey and stand and see. That's all. That's all. Amen. And you see, tithe is not fundraising. That I have to give you envelope for 2 months, then when you collect the 2 months and you pay the 2 months of that, is that you stop to see. No, tithe is not fundraising. Tithe is a perpetual thing. The 2 months thing is to kick you to continue something that you have been forcing to do. So when you do and God blesses you and you see the blessings early, you continue. When you don't see it, you still have faith that you do. Then you realize that when you prayed, you didn't die. But for those of you who have not prayed for a long time, it may even be that when you pray, that will be your worst month. Because Satan may just want to still devour certain things. It may be. But to obey is better than to sacrifice. Every time you tithe, you appreciate full-time ministry. Every time you tithe, you understand? What you are doing is that you are respecting somebody who has given himself full-time to serve God. Do you get it? There have been people that we have asked before, come and serve God full-time. They say they won't come. Because there is no security at a certain time. Do you get it? There's no security. There's no security at a certain time. Do you get it? When you are talking, okay. There's no security at a certain point. Do you get it? So they don't come. They don't come. At the time that Bishop Mousy decided to be full-time as a pharmacist, I know another friend who was a pastor, who was a pharmacist, who told me that as for me, what he has done, I cannot do. I'm traveling to go and do my master's. And he went and did his master's. That is why often many people become pastors. When they are branch pastors for some time, they see money and they see the offering. And they cannot calculate that in case I go, I can pay myself, I can do this, they calculate and they. But if there was nothing, they said they should jump into it, they will not go. They will not go at all. They will not go at all. Otherwise, why do you have your work? You have your work. You are a mechanic. You have your work. You are a hairdresser. You have your work. You are a barber. And then you are shopping for your barbering work. Then you had no intention of starting a church. Then you started the church. Then they try giving offering. They realize that every week you send 100 Ghana. Every week you send this. Hey, when the people pay their tithe, you calculate. Hey, this tithe is a lot. You see how much you earn as a barber. How much you earn as this. How much you say, but if I rather do the thing myself, and all this money come to me, it will be better. You get it? So you do this and you continue this and you do it. You see, it's all because, you see, it's not so easy to give yourself full time to some of these things. It's not so easy. If I tell you that it was easy for me to leave the bank to come full time, I'll be lying. Because the time I was leaving the bank to come full time, I was told that, look, there is nothing like salary. There's nothing like salary here. We give allowance. And that means that if it comes, all this your thing that you work after this, you get this, you get that, there's nothing like that. We didn't even, the church office was the place that Bishop was, Father was keeping his horses. That was the church office. There was nothing like a cathedral. At that time, obviously the man had just been bought. There was nothing like a cathedral. And then I have to leave the bank and come and work. It's not an easy thing. In case you thought it's easy, see, today you may think that, oh, it's very easy. But today, even if I ask you to, even some of you, even still, if you ask you to, can you still say no? Even still. Even still, you can see. You still would be afraid to come. Because you can think that this thing, if the people decide not to come to church tomorrow, everything goes. So you say that it's not easy. You get it? So it's something for you to respect. When Bishop finished school and he could have gone out to do anything, I would be with this church. And when I joined the church and Bishop was pastoring the church in the canteen. Ah, man. And he often says it and he meant it because I heard him say it. Before now he says it and you don't believe. Bishop wanted just 2 rooms in the Snake flat. That was his vision. As he was leaving his medical profession, as he was leaving all those things, and this thing, he just wanted 2 bedrooms in the Snake flat. That's what he wanted. And today, if you have to pay your tithe to respect such a person, you will not leave your work and come and do full time. You not. Do you get it? And God still knew that there was offering Phinehas and said he should still bring the sacrifice. Do you get it? So in the Bible, the tithe was used to support the Levites. The Levites were full-time priests. And so God gave everybody a portion. So when you work and everything, and every month, these Levites who didn't have portions of your thing, bring a tenth to them so that they can also live and they be meeting the temple for other things. That's what God said. You get it? So your tithe means that you have an understanding of the importance of ministry. Importance of, you see, those of you, even when somebody dies, they look for a pastor to go and bury him. Even in death, you look for a pastor to go and bury him or her. So you don't have any respect. The reason I don't have any respect that now, how do you expect the priest also to live? And then how do you expect the priest to pay for the light bills for the church that he has organized for people to come? And then how do you expect the priest to visit you at home with his petrol in his car? And one of the things that even annoys a lot, and I believe annoys God too, is a sheep who doesn't pay tithe, who doesn't pay anything, and is sick, and nobody visits, and is hungry, so he has left church. It's almost like the pastor should to put water in his car and come and drive it and come and visit. Or the pastor should fly like a witch or wizard and come. You get it? So it's not this. It's all spiritual people who do not consider the necessity or the necessary support of an apostle, prophet. You don't know how these things. Even Bible says, "For they keep watch over your soul." You see, but you don't understand it. You don't understand it. That's why you will not pay. And that's why, look, I can talk till my mouth become red. You have never paid tithe. You won't pay tithe. And when you pay half. You pay this month, you not pay next month. You have always done that. But then you have also been around for some time and you have seen that without your tithe, the church is even doing more powerful things. So hasn't it occurred to you that really, really, God has a way of still building his church? Me, mom, dear, I think that angels come and put money in the offering. Me, I always tell you. Me, always tell me, I think that angels come and put money in the offering because me, I see the people who come and give the offering. And you too, you see them. And you cannot tell me that it is these people who have done this. And you cannot tell me that. So that as we are building, we can owe a lot of money. And then when I ask, how much do we owe? Then you mention, I should have done the calculations well. So yeah. I said, so, but I said, so how did we pay it? Then even we ourselves, we are surprised. And I would say, look, I do this by scripture that angels give money in this church. Believe it. Believe it. You get it. Angels give. After all, we have come into the company of innumerable number of angels. So then they are here when we're giving offering, they are also pushing some heavenly pounds and heavenly dollars and heavenly CDs into the offering and all this. Sometimes somebody comes to church and the person is walking. Maybe an angel just came to church, put in some money and left. And that money may look, you said five CDs, but when you go, the five CDs have become a lot. You don't know where all the five CDs came from. Amen! It means that you really see and respect men of God. Some people have been around for some time. Look, I know somebody, as I'm talking to you today, he was playing the fool. I was talking to you, he wasn't listening. I sent people to his house. He will not listen. Even when I pick his call, he will not take. Then he fell into a problem. Today, everywhere he's calling me. That he called and called. I said, I didn't pick it. I said, look, sometimes you see, you also have to let people learn obedience by the things they suffer. Do you get it? Yeah, you have to learn obedience by the things. I said, look, when I was sending people who you were not even worthy to stand before, you were not listening to them. Now that you are in trouble, I cannot rest. What do you mean? What do you mean? It's not that you have seen the importance of a pastor to go and talk to a father, a wife, a mother, a boss. It's not that you have seen. No. But when he was talking to you, when you were playing the buffoonery, that one day, you even stopped coming to church. You even stopped coming to church. When you're playing the buffoonery, now you have seen that a pastor must talk to somebody. It's not that you have seen. Don't wait. Don't let that thing happen to you. You see, so that the pastor will do it with joy, not with some other things. You get it? And then every time you tithe, you demonstrate your belief in eternity. You demonstrate your belief in eternity. Hallelujah. The scripture teaches us to lay up treasures in heaven. That is why I'm telling that some unbelievers, they are living a very powerful, prosperous life because some forefathers somewhere laid up some treasures for them that they are enjoying now. So they may be enjoying treasures of heaven without necessarily that their souls are born again. But they may be enjoying some treasures that their forefathers, their mothers and things have put in heaven awaiting them. Like some of you, you buy life insurance, education insurance for your children's future. So your children grow, or you buy some insurance for your children to start up something, something. So when they start life, then you give it to them. And they realize the money has become a lot. They didn't work for it. But you have built up treasures for them. You can build up treasures in heaven for yourself, which is very spiritual. And you can build up treasures in heaven also for your children, who can also be translated in the realm of the physical. Yeah. So the demons that fought your forefathers, that made sure that the family members are some way, you realize that your mother's tithe stopped it, but she was affected because she was the first one. But then you have now started enjoying it because she or your father stopped it, but you have started enjoying it. You should also continue so that the future generations will also now even enjoy it better and more. But selfish, wicked man, you have stopped. When you got your small money, you stopped. But your mother didn't stop. Your father didn't. The one who laid up the treasure for you is like your wafa who died and left you buildings and all those. He never stopped building till he died. But you got the building now. You are using it to do follow things. Are you understand what I'm saying? Good. So you demonstrate your belief in what? Eternity. Eternal things. Amen. And then number 9, before the last. Every time you tithe, you obtain a blessing and avoid a curse. There are curses always hovering around to capture us. Every time, that's why you see, you may see a Christian, you may think that the Christian doesn't pray, the Christian doesn't do this, but yet the Christian seems to be being blessed every day. You don't understand. Because he's always avoiding the curses that will make you pray. Look, go to America, a certain place, and go and listen to them give a prayer topic for 1 week and see whether they will be praying for visa. Whether they'll be praying, oh Lord, I want to get a visa to go to Ghana, I want a visa to go to Liberia, I want a visa to go to, well, hallelujah, I'm not going to eat till I get a visa, and Lord, as I go and stand at the visa, let the visa man see my face as an angel, and oh God, 2 weeks. No. You know why? Because he has avoided that problem. He has avoided that problem by the country he's living in. So he doesn't need to pray about it. So you too don't need to pray about certain problems because you have avoided it by just putting your tithe in the tithe bag. You have avoided it. That's all. Bible says on earth men that die do receive the tithe and even eat the tithe. But in heaven, it is received of God. There are spiritual implications in the tithe. Can you imagine when you brought all your seeds, you are going to make a sacrifice to God, and then we bring it here and we light it, and the smoke is going to God. Maybe we can even be arrested for destroying a legal tender. We can even be arrested. Are you getting me? So God meant that the pastor will eat it. I mean, not literally, but and the church will use it. That's what God meant. Then you avoid your curse. You avoid your curse. Amen. But you say, we will not do it. You can talk till your head falls off. We will not do it. Every time you tithe, you demonstrate your knowledge of the source of your blessings. Anytime you forget the source of your blessing, you know what can happen to you. Is that also? Anytime you do the same, you know what happens to you. Wow. When Samson forgot the source of his blessing, did you see what happened to him? He was no longer powerful. And for us, tithe is a source of blessing for us. The only reason why you are not breaking through is the devourer and the destroyer. So when they are dealt with, what then is your problem? What then? You are free. You are free. So why don't you free yourself by just obeying God than punishing yourself by fasting, praying, screaming in the bush and everything for something that you should have just obeyed? And using the time for fasting and praying to pray for souls who are in chains to be broken and to be born again. Why don't you rather use those times to pray that, Lord, let every soul in my community, let every soul in my area have salvation. I pray and I fast, Lord, that may the chains be broken. And for 1 week, that's what you are doing. Not for 1 week, you are not praying and binding and losing demons who are affecting your life and receiving visas. No. Because when you pay your tithe, you've already dealt with them. You only remind God that, remember that your word said, if I pay my tithe, you would open the windows of heaven, and among other things, you shall rebuild the devourer for my sake. Remind God, Paul says, bring to my remembrance. Remind God of that, and shun the lying tongues. If you don't know how to tell him things to his face in a certain way, then you pray in tongues respectfully. And if you want a town to go, then you just shout respectfully. I'm getting a bit irritated because your word is, you have to also honor your word. You have put your word above yourself, you know. Hey, you know, I don't want to say, that one, you are secure because he that speaketh on his own tongue, God himself knows that speaketh not unto men but unto God, for no man understand. However angry he is, no man understand the habit, the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. Amen. But otherwise, you should be bold and say, Lord, this thing shouldn't happen because this is what you have said in your word. God loves people who talk like that. People think that God sees people who talk like that as proud. But we are not able to differentiate between pride and confidence. We are not able to differentiate between pride and confidence. So when somebody is confident, and the person says, oh, he is proud. And that's why we have become, so when we go to God, we then now, we can't talk because we want to be humble. Hallelujah. Do you know what humility is? Humility is when you have to talk back to the person and you remember the word of God, you didn't talk back to them. That's humility. You remember the word of God. And you didn't talk back to the person. When you have to insult the person and you remember the word of God. When you have been blessed and then you have come to church and they say, lift up your hand, and you remember that it's God who has made you say, that is humility. It's not humility, it's not just me power Chelsea. Some people, they will say me power Chelsea, but their mind, they've insulted you 1,000 times. You don't have any idea. Hallelujah. I see that any spirit that came to your life to be a devourer and to make your life miserable has disappeared. I see that as you have come to church today, the only people who are not happy, which you cannot see, are the destroyers and the devourers who followed you from home and have followed your family and have followed your business, have followed and destroyed other people ahead of you. They are the ones who are not happy because they have seen that from today you have gotten the key to bind their hands and to lose your blessings. I see that in the realm of the spirit, some demons are so bought because of what I have said. You have now known how to open your heavens, and all the things that they have stopped and they are using to make you go away from God and make you cry at night and all those things, they have seen that now you are not doing anything about it, but God has sent forces on your behalf. From nowhere, they see planes, they see fighters, they see bombs coming. They are so confused because of what you have done. I see many of you being set free. I see many of you whose heavens have been like iron, whose earth has been like brass, whose businesses have been like terrazzo floor. I see many of you, as God has opened the blessings upon your life, and his blessings upon your business, and his blessings upon your life and your health and your everything. I see that those curses that will waste your body, that will give you a rash, that will give you problems, I said all those curses, you have avoided it by just honoring the hallowed things. Honoring the hallowed things. I see God doing that for you. I see God doing that for you. You cannot go back and undo what you have done. But you can ask for mercy and forgiveness and say, Lord, from today, I shall not treat hallowed things well. And you will see that it will work for you. He is a miracle-working God. He has never stopped working miracles. And he will never stop working miracles because of you, in the name of Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus.